Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:31-36. Good morning, friends. It is a joy to be bringing you some of the scriptures today. Aren't you glad there is a way to be made free through the truth? I am. I like the scripture, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There is a longing in men's hearts to be free. They like to be free, to make their own choices in life. The amount of knowledge which has been accumulated in the past decades has been marvelous. Yet this worldly knowledge fails to satisfy. Men and women are just as unhappy as ever. In fact, it seems to me they are just a little more unhappy than our forefathers were, who lived in a little sod hut and staked out a pioneer's claim on a quarter section of land where they labored so hard from break of day until the set of sun. But today, altogether too many are seeking primarily for material things instead of the truth. Money, no doubt, is a power, but a power of well-defined and narrow limits. It will purchase plenty, but not peace. It will furnish your table with the luxuries, but not you with an appetite to enjoy them. It will surround your sick bed with physicians, but not restore health to a sickly frame. It will encompass you with flatterers, but seldom with true friends. It will bribe for you into silence the tongues of accusing men, but not an accusing conscience. It will pay some debt, but not the largest one of all, your debt to the law of God. It will relieve many fears, but not those of guilt, the terrors that crown the brows of death. He stands as grim and terrible by the dying bed of wealth as by the pallet of the poorest beggar, whom pitiless riches has thrust from her door. Perhaps we need to understand better just what is this truth which Jesus knew and taught, which will make men free. Simply this, that God is the supreme ruler of the universe and the creator of the world and all things therein, that Jesus is the divine Son of God who came into the world in the image of God, living the life as an example for others to follow. It is Jesus who brings God within our reach. He spans a gap between sinful man and the Father. As men trust in Jesus for salvation and become a companion to Him, they become more and more like the Father. It was Jesus who died and rose victoriously over the grave that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It is reported that in the building of the Boulder Dam, 89 men lost their lives. And on their monument is inscribed, These died that the desert might bloom. Now, if we were to change just one word in this inscription, think what a wonderful motto we would have for life in the desert areas of a world parched and sterile and cruel for want of truth and sympathy and love. So, let us make the motto read this way, These lived that the desert might bloom. And dear friends, I tell you, when you come down to your last days of life in this world, it is the power of God and Jesus, the friend that never fails, who will be by you, by your side, and stand by you in the hour of death. And the angels of heaven will carry your soul away to be in that land that God has provided for all the redeemed, if you give your lives to Him while in this world you stay. Friends, there is a way you can know the truth and be made free. Listen to these words of that great song, Louder, Louder. Since by sin this earth was blighted, God has whispered of His love. dreams and visions by his prophets, breathed of mercy from above. Yet the world is wrapped in slumber, louder raise the trumpet's blast. Oh, in mercy let it thunder, ere the day of mercy's past. In the cages of deception, souls are pining to be free. Quickly sound the proclamation of the glorious Jubilee. Speaking of unhappiness and restlessness in the world today, did you ever consider the scripture in Isaiah 57, 20, 21? Listen. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Perhaps you've been down to the ocean. I have a number of times. Did you ever watch the sea as the waves fought for their freedom, so to speak? One wave comes in and strikes a rock as if to break it in pieces. But what happens? Instead of the rock being broken, it is the wave itself which breaks and falls back into the bosom of Mother Ocean. This has been going on century after century, and yet the ocean is unable to break out from its bars and roll across the land to meet the sister sea on the other side of the continent. Oh, I know. During the storms, it seems the ocean cannot be contained within its bounds, but after the storm subsides, back the waters roll into the sea in a sullen retreat. Their damage has been done, and yet they have not linked themselves with the waters of the other seas which surround the continents of the world. And so it must be until the end of time, because God has so decreed. Here's a scripture which tells us so. He hath compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. Job 26:10. But someone might ask, is there no way the waters of the ocean can escape from their prison walls of the shoreline? Yes, there's one way. It is not by way of shore, but by way of the clouds. These waves can lose their identity and be picked up by the sun's rays, form into clouds, and be dropped on the continents and the seas of the world. So the escape is not landward, but heavenward. Thus it is in a spiritual sense. It is then a soul can break loose from the shackles of this old world and bask in the freedom of heaven. Some years ago, during one of those snowstorms which occasionally come to this part of the country, several of us braved the weather and went to the chapel for prayer meeting. The service was good and the presence of the Lord was felt. One bright spot in the meeting was this poem which a brother gave. Listen, at prayer meeting, there were only two or three of us who came to the place of prayer, came in the teeth of a driving storm, but for that we did not care. Since after our hymns of praise had risen and our earnest prayers were said, the Master himself was present there and gave us the living bread. We knew his look in our leader's face, so rapt and glad and free. We felt his touch when our heads were bowed. We heard his, "Come to me." Nobody saw him lift the latch, and none unbarred the door, but peace was his token to every heart. And how could we ask for more? Each of us felt the load of sin from the weary shoulders fall. Each of us dropped the load of care and the grief that's like a pall. And o'er our spirits a blessed calm swept in from the Jasper Sea. And strength was ours for toil and strife in the days that were thence to be. It was only a handful gathered in to the little place of prayer. Outside were struggle and pain and sin, but the Lord himself was there. He came to redeem the pledge he gave, wherever his loved ones be, to stand himself in the midst of them, though they count but two or three. And forth we fared in the bitter rain, and our hearts had grown so warm, it seemed like the pelting of summer flowers, and not the crash of storm. 'Twas a time of the dearest privilege, of the Lord's right hand, we said, and we thought how Jesus himself had come to feed us with living bread. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the word to the good of every listener. We cannot tell or even know how many may tune in this broadcast, but you are acquainted with each and every one of them. Supply their need, both in a temporal and a spiritual way, and thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be some help to you in a spiritual way, be sure to let us know. And now this song by Harlan Sorrell.
Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, 'tis wonderful to know. The blood of God's dear Son indeed has washed me white as snow. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, my life of sin is o'er. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, yes, saved to sin no more. Oh, praise the Lord, I feel, I know that in His courts above the Savior owns me even now and fills my heart with love. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, my life of sin is o'er. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul is saved, yes, saved to sin no more. Oh, praise the Lord, the angels sing a soul redeemed on earth, and in my heart sweet echoes ring the joys of my new birth.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Oh, praise.